The big lead, Bizarro World. Yeah,
it is Bizarro World. When Amazon has been such a creator of jobs, such a provider of tax revenues to this region, and you have city council members who despise Amazon because they are the epitome of capitalism. And our socialist Seattle City Council hates capitalism, hates it. So some labor unions in New York City, which don't like the fact that Amazon is a non-union shop for the most part, they have brought out a couple members of the Seattle City Council, Teresa Mosqueda and Lisa Herbold. The grandma with the nose ring. Cool, edgy. To just bash Amazon to New York City. And so I played a couple of these sound bites at the beginning of the show. I've got more that I have not yet played. But here is Teresa Mosqueda. And she was talking about the impact of Amazon here in Seattle and in America.
We all know that we're living in one of the most inequitable times in recent history. The most inequitable time since the Gilded Age.
So since the 1800s, this is the most inequitable time. We have become Dickensian London all of a sudden. You just listen to these nuts. And that's what they are. They are just raving mad lunatics who, because of their socialist credentials, can get elected to the Seattle City Council. And so she says, yeah, you can't let private industry do stuff. You got to make government do everything for everybody.
Councilmember Herbold talked about how people really started to question whether or not you should be putting the money towards government. Government is the only entity that will invest where the market won't. And the market is not taking care of our lowest income.
Oh, my Lord. So government is the only solution. Now, there are some areas where that is true. You want to get a freeway built? Government's got to do it. You want a school? That's why we have the power of eminent domain. And sometimes people have to, against their will, give up their property. Sound Transit. I despise Sound Transit. It's the most criminally corrupt public agency in the United States. But I've never questioned their ability to take property through the power of eminent domain, because that's the only way. Even though I hate light rail and I know that it's a disaster financially and for mobility in this region, still, people voted for it. And once they vote for it, you give public agencies like that the power of eminent domain. So there are things that government parks. You know, there aren't any private entities that are going to operate parks. You might get some limited private foundations that'll set up charitable trusts, but you're not going to create Mount Rainier, the Olympic National Park, Yosemite, Yellowstone. You need government for some things. But she's talking about taking care of people's lives. And I know from personal experience that when you rely on government for your subsistence, you become a prisoner with very, very limited upside. And that was my life, my first 15 years. That's what I was brought up to believe as we sank deeper and deeper into poverty. And then I figured out, no. It's not government that's going to get me out of this. It's me. And the reason why people like Teresa Mosqueda are so dangerous is because there are a bunch of people who actually believe her, who believe that their key to getting by just barely, and that's what government wants. They want to help you get by just barely. Because once you start to succeed to the extent that you don't need government, you will break free from those shackles. But if you have to rely on government to pay your cell phone bill, to pay for your kid's college, when your kid could get a part-time job for his junior and senior year of high school and pay for his own community college, but no, we've got to instill in the children that government is there. I got to play this again because this is dangerous. And as I said, I know from personal experience, this is 180 degrees from reality and what people really need to lift themselves up.
Councilmember Herbold talked about how people really started to question whether or not you should be putting the money towards government. Government is the only entity that will invest where the market won't. And the market is not taking care of our lowest income.
Lowest income have to take care of our lowest income. They have to find the skills. They have to outwork their competition. They might have to work a second job. They have to lift themselves free from government, not be beholden to government. And I'm not talking about this in a vacuum. I'm talking about this from real life experience. And now we found out also from her when she went to New York City to poison that city against Amazon, why we have so many homeless here. This is amazing, too.
There's not been the ability to keep up with the folks who are living outside because we haven't built the housing stock that we need. In fact, let me just talk a little bit about the employee hours tax. Why we needed it was because we needed additional dollars in hand to address the housing crisis. We also needed it because we needed to build the housing. The folks who are living outside, who are living homeless in our street, don't have the market picking up and providing coverage for them to have a place to live inside. They're living outside because we in Seattle don't have the resources. We are a state that has zero income tax, a state that has zero capital gains, a state that has zero corporate income tax. And we want to make sure that in Seattle we're stepping up and we're asking those who've done the best in our city to provide just a little bit more.
Unbelievable. We spend more per homeless person than any city in the country, and likely more than any city in the world, on homelessness. The reason we have so many homeless is because we have so many drug addicts. The reason we have so many drug addicts is because in both King and Snohomish County, we have prosecutors who have legalized or decriminalized personal possession amounts of heroin and meth. And the audacity of Teresa Mosqueda, the people of this city have voted time and again for low-income housing levies, for education levies, for preschool levies, all of which we're told will lift people out of poverty. Every single time the dupes who go to the ballot, they say, yes, yeah, oh, because we're so compassionate. So explain to me, Teresa Mosqueda, if every single ballot measure that you've been pushing for years and years and years that was supposed to help people, why is this region getting worse? And you go to New York City to trash us? To say that we're selfish? We're paying more in taxes in this city, in this county, in this state than we have ever paid in our history. And that is adjusted for inflation and adjusted for population. Per capita, adjusted for inflation, we are paying far more in taxes in Seattle, in King, in Snohomish, in Pierce, in Washington State than we have ever paid in our history. And you go back to New York City, because you've got some labor unions that are giving you this boondoggle trip, and you trash us, the taxpayers here? I got to play that one again, or at least part of it, because it's just unbelievable to listen to what she's saying here.
They're living outside because we in Seattle don't have the resources. We are a state that has zero income tax, a state that has zero capital gains, a state that has zero corporate income tax. And we want to make sure that in Seattle, we're stepping up and we're asking those who've done the best in our city to provide just a little bit more.
We spend more than $100,000 per year per homeless person. How much more, Teresa? When you talk about how selfish we are, how we haven't stepped up, we have spent over $1 billion the last 10 years in Seattle and King County. $100 million a year, and we're not stepping up because we're bringing heroin addicts from all over the country into our region because we have politicians and legal experts who won't enforce drug laws. That is despicable propaganda right there from Teresa Mosqueda back in New York City, trashing the way overtaxed people of this region saying that we haven't stepped up. Teresa Mosqueda is a stinking liar. And that is your big lead this hour.